Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys specifically about what to do with all of this information on being an INFJ that I provide to you guys. It's kind of funny, I've been thinking about it, you know, a bunch of people have been messaging me saying, you have 600 plus or 650 plus videos on this stuff. How am I supposed to deal with all this information? Mostly what INFJs do is they just binge watch, right? So a lot of you guys message me saying, oh, I'm on season 2 and I'm binge watching your stuff and maybe in a week or two I'll be done with it. And I'm like, how many videos a day are you watching? And a bunch of you say, oh, I watched the 15th video that you did today, or I've watched 15 videos of you today and I'm sick and tired of your face, which makes me laugh a little bit because I could totally imagine that happening. But in general, I was kind of thinking about, all right, so you're getting all this information into your head as an INFJ. You're like, all right, this is who I am, partly. Of course, there's so many intricacies to being a human being and being an INFJ is one part of it. There's other life experiences that affect you, your job, your college education or university education, your parents, your upbringing, the way your siblings treated you, or you know, if you're the middle child or the youngest child. There's so many different things that can affect you as a human being. So this is just one of the puzzle pieces, right? And there are many different puzzle pieces. That's the reason why, as INFJs, we go and read books. We read a lot of books, and we watch a lot of videos, and we kind of try to learn as much as possible about ourselves. The adage, know thyself, applies very well to us because we're always constantly looking to know ourselves better. That's one of our main paradigms in life. One of the main goals as a human being, as an INFJ, is to learn about ourselves. I think that's one of the main things we do with ourselves all day long, except for going to work and doing all those things that are necessary. The main part of our life as an INFJ is to learn more about ourselves. So great, you know all this information about yourself and you have applied it to yourself somehow, or you have tried to apply it and you have some learnings about yourself, and great. So where do we go from there, right? It's interesting because I've also done videos on Buddhism, on my understanding of it, and how we're not separate. We're all one creature, we're all one being, and we're all one human being, one conscious being in general. And so in that regard, how does that relate to being an INFJ? Because the INFJ is obviously very different in their personality traits from other people, as are every other personality type. So we're all completely different in our own ways, very unique in our own ways, but also we're one, you know, we're all just one being. We're looking at each other. And it's really fascinating to me how to reconcile all of this opposing information out there that is available to us, and how to use that or inculcate that into our learning of ourselves and learning about the world, how to live in the world in the best way possible, which is the main essence of a lot of the stuff that I talk about, you know, how to be the best version of yourself. Now, you're going to kind of get the sense that I'm trying to bring a lot of different issues or a lot of different topics to hand here, and which I am, so just bear with me if I kind of sound confusing at points. So basically what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we have all the information at hand, and sometimes what happens, and this is the thing that I really worry about for us and for INFJs in general, very much so for me, is that what we start doing with this information is that we start separating ourselves from humanity in general. What we start doing with this information is that we start thinking that we are unique, special, unique beings, or rare in some sort of way, or different, or something that is special to us. And we start separating ourselves from the rest of humanity. And we do this physically. So we start separating ourselves physically. We start going into our cave. We start hiding from the people around us. Or we do it mentally. We start judging other people and putting them into different boxes and saying that they're over there and I'm over here, or I'm up here and they're down there. So we start mentally separating ourselves. Spiritually, we start separating people when they're not as spiritually enlightened as us, perhaps, or as awakened as us, which is really the worst thing you can ever say about someone. But you know, you think that, oh, you're better than them because you're more spiritually awakened and they're not. And then so what happens is that we basically, and I notice that a lot, especially in INFJs, because we have a tendency to putting people into boxes. We have a tendency to categorize the world into different parts. And so we're like, all right, that person, he belongs in that category over there, and I don't like that category, so I'm not going to talk to them anymore. And then this person, he's okay, but he still is not at the category that I want to talk to, so I'm just going to put him in a box over there. Yeah. And so what we start doing is just separating out ourselves from the world. We're not in the world anymore. We're separate from it. We're far away from it. We are above it somehow. And so we don't really interact with a lot of people because they're below us. Or we don't necessarily hang out with certain people because they're below us or different from us. And in that way, what I notice, and I've done this in the past, and I still sometimes do it, absolutely, where we are not living in the world anymore. We're not living with the people. We're not living in the world. But we're living separate from the world. We live in our own imaginary, our own created world. And sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to go into that imaginary world. It's okay for you to step into your, you know, into your dream world or into your paradise in your head and just relax there for a bit because you feel the real world is too overwhelming or too much. But my main learning and my main essence of my teachings to you guys, is that you really need to come back into the real world as INFJs to really make a difference and to truly live up to your best version. You cannot hide from the world and live your best version. You can't hide from the realities of the world and live your best version. You can't pretend to be in another world and live an imaginary world and live your best version. It is not possible. It's not doable. You can't do it. Yes, yeah, if you're a writer, you know, you go and you write your imaginary worlds, blah, blah, blah. But even as a writer myself, I notice I have to come into the real world. I have to experience the real world. I have to read real books. I have to talk to real people in order to gather information that I can use in order to create my imaginary worlds. So you really need to realize that, again, first of all, we're not better than any other type. All types have their own quirks and their own unique aspects to themselves. Every type has something that they offer to the world, right? We offer something to the world, great. ISTJs offer something to the world. INTJs, every single type offers something to the world. So we're not better than them, we're not different from them. We just are, you know, just the way it is. And also, don't separate yourself from the people around you. Don't separate yourself from the world around you. Don't put yourself into a cave and hide there for the rest of eternity. Try as much as possible to come back to the real world at least once a day. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, you need to spend all your time there. I'm right now in the real world and it's nice, and I'll be here for maybe 15, 20 minutes and then I'm going to go off into my cave again. But try as much as possible to live in the real world. Also to realize that everyone around you is living in the real world as well, and to give them the benefit of the doubt. To give them the benefit of the doubt. That's something that I really want a lot of you guys to notice as one of my main lessons, is that yes, there is a lot of people out there who perhaps will not meet your standards, but you really have to realize that they're dealing with their own stuff, their own situations, their own experiences, whatever it might be, and you really have to start giving people more benefit of the doubt. Now, I'm not saying that means that you start hanging out with these people or start giving them your energy, especially if they're toxic or negative. I'm saying that I try to look at it from their perspective, try to understand them, and then of course stay away from them if need be, because not everyone needs to be taken care of by you. You're not a savior, you're just a human being, but still a reincarnation of God on this planet, but that's okay, we're not talking about that right now, yeah? All right, so that's part of what I wanted to say. The final thing I would like to say is that sometimes, because INFJs tend to feel inferior, we end up exhibiting a superiority complex with the people around us. Now, I will do a separate video on this in the future, I think, but what I've noticed is that a lot of us, and me included, everything that I talk about is my own experience. So I noticed that because I feel sometimes inferior to the people around me, I start behaving egotistical, and I start behaving like a fool, basically. And I hate when I do that to myself. I hate when I start behaving like that, and I try as much as possible not to. But I've noticed a lot of you guys messaging me in ways where that egotistical sense that, oh, I'm so great and I'm amazing and I'm awesome. Yes, you are, but so is everyone else on this planet. Everyone has something to contribute in this world. Everyone has something in them that's unique and beautiful. And so we're not the only ones. Right? I really want us to understand this, because I don't want you guys separating yourself from the world. It is not the intention of these videos. I'm not telling you all this information so you can be like, all right, yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, and I can't even deal with real humans anymore. They're too beneath me, all of that stuff. That's not the reason. What we're doing here is we're trying to understand ourselves. We're trying to know ourselves better so that we can live in the real world better. I'm not saying all this stuff so we can hide from the world and run away from it. I'm teaching you all this stuff so you can live in the real world and do it better. Live around people and do it better. Talk to people and interact with them and do it better, because we know ourselves. Yeah? That's the whole essence of this video. I want you guys to be able to learn this, hopefully over time. It's still taking me a long time to learn it, obviously, so I'm not saying it's easy, but it is one of those things that I want us to garner from all the different videos that I've done. I hope this kind of helps a little bit. Sometimes I'm not the best person to explain all this stuff. There's stuff in my head, and then when I speak, it doesn't actually really come out the way I want it to. But I think I kind of explained it the way I wanted it to be. Again, if you guys have any questions about this topic or any other topics I've done, email me or comment below. Comments are the best. When I have a comment about, can you do a video on this? I usually put it in my list, and I usually end up doing them faster than anything else. So just comment below with a video that you want me to do or anything that you want me to expand upon, and I shall do that as soon as possible. Again, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.